Next case, please.
The next application is case number 11556, the application of Cedar Creek Landing Campground. Site is located at the intersection of Route 1 Coastal Highway and southwest of Route 14 Argus Corner Road with a 911 address of 23228 Argus Corner Road, Milton, Delaware, with a tax map ID of District 230, Map 8, Parcel Number 19. Requesting a special use exception to replace an existing nonconforming off-premise sign by applying for a determination of existence for a nonconforming sign. Gentlemen, this application, we received one letter of support. That was from the property owner. One letter of objection. That was from the Department of Transportation, also known as DLDOT. And there were three mail returns on this application. The letter of support on this application was from Key Properties Group, LLC, and states that Delaware Beach's Jellystone Park has our permission to display their billboard on Route 1 northbound in Lincoln. We are aware the application upgraded the billboard to an LED display sign and have no objection to the new sign. And it was signed Mario Rocha. I believe that's how you pronounce it. The second letter I referenced was from the Department of Transportation from Jay Salmon. It states the roadside control section of DLDOT is charged with the responsibility of enforcing statutory regulations pertaining to outdoor advertising and set forth under Delaware Code Title 17, Chapter 11. Department of Transportation learned that the planning zoning has received two applications for a special use exception at separate locations to replace existing nonconforming off-premise signs and makes reference to this case and the case following. The department is in objection to approval of these case numbers for the following reasons. As per 17 Delaware Code 1121 in parenthesis 5, outdoor advertising signs and devices are limited to areas that are zoned commercial or industrial. Excuse me. As such, the signs applying for special use are currently situated on either agriculture, residential, or general residential land, which places them in violation of Delaware law. The department is requesting these applications be denied based on these violations. In an effort to avoid future concerns with sign placement, the department is requesting the opportunity to review and a comment on any variance request for off-premise sign structures proposed to planning and zoning prior to the hearing for the Board of Adjustment. And hopefully we can work together in the future to provide service that will be more beneficial to all parties involved, and then provide references where to review the full text of the code and the regulations. And that was signed Jay Salmons, Roadside Control Agent, South District, Delta.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Knight.
Mr. Chairman.
Sir, you want to have him sworn in, sir?
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Michael G. Fannin, 8256 Brick Granary Road, Lincoln, Delaware.
You wait right here.
Yeah. Richard Haxton, 17049 Sand Hill Road, Georgetown, Delaware.
Okay, and do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Chairman.
Yes.
Yes. Before the applicant presents his case, I'm a little concerned that we don't have a site plan, we don't have any size of the sign information. We don't know what it's made out of. We don't know what he wants to present to this board.
Right.
I don't see anything coming from the applicant right at this point. Do we, Mr. Lank, do we require them now to, or have we changed any of the procedures that?
The procedure not changed. The applicant is requesting to replace a sign that exists on the property. We have to assume that it's the same size sign that existed, that it currently exists, because it makes no reference to size or location.
Right. We don't have to assume.
We have a photograph of the sign.
Because I don't have anything, and normally anything.
Well, anything provided to the board. This application came in. It was processed as it was submitted.
Well.
Yeah, this sign on this location is an 8x8 sign, I believe, as it exists.
Well, my problem with this is that we don't have any documentation prior to the case coming in here, and I don't know if we haven't changed anything, I don't believe.
No, it's the same. You're exactly right.
The county has no record of the sign?
No, this sign was approved by the Board of Adjustment that exists on October 6th of 2008. And
it's
it was
not
Board
the same
of Adjustment.
Signs.
Board of Adjustment case number 10259. The sign regulations were amended and revised on December 2nd of 2008, 2 months later.
Well, this is.
Board one had granted the sign previously, and the application is just to replace those same existing signs. But as we found from the letter from the owner, it states that the intent is to put up an LED. So it's definitely going to be a different sign.
So he replaced the signs already, Lawrence?
No, no. It's proposed.
That's what I'm concerned with. It's not the same sign. Well, if it's not the same sign, then we ought to be able to look at it before you appear before us. Do you understand where I'm going with this?
How are you? I guess I'm confused because the application says a special use exception for an off-premise sign, replace existing sign, requesting a special use exception to replace an existing sign by applying for a determination of existence non-conforming sign.
That's the only way we could figure that they could apply.
Right. So
because the determination of this existence was necessary because the board had previously granted the sign as it exists.
Okay. So
the only way we could determine a method for them to even apply was through the determination of existence clause within the code.
Okay.
Mr. Mills, the caveat on this was that the sign ordinance changed after they got their approval. So when you all approved it in 2008, there was one set of standards. They put it up. Another set of standards was approved. So that's why it's a little different situation.
They did put the sign up after we approved it.
My understanding is this is a replacement, so yeah, I would think so, yeah.
So where in this application, maybe I'm not seeing it, does it say anything about LED or?
It's in the letter. The only way we found out was in the letter from the owner of the property when the app was part of the attachment with the application.
Okay. And this is all the information we should have prior to.
But
sit down on Sunday night and go over all these things for the third time, I normally want to look and see what are they after? What? I don't see any site plan or where it's going to go. I don't see any sign information.
Well, that's because it was all presented in the first case.
Well, this is another case.
Replace it. Yeah.
But is it going to be, well, yeah, but if it's an LED, that's on monopole. That's not on wood. So what kind of sign, right?
Where are we seeing?
What they've been on the application or what Mr. Lankin just said.
Oh.
That's what I'm going by.
I'm saying the information isn't here. I don't know. You guys.
Okay.
Well, Mr. Rickard, I think one of the things is that's what the applicant's here for is they can present their case so that we have something on the record.
Well, they must have had that prior to when they did this. They must have had their homework done before that, didn't you? You could have presented it when you wanted this, couldn't you?
I did. I received this application from the gentleman when I applied, and he crossed out a whole bunch of things.
You have pictures of the signs. You have pictures of where they're going to be placed again.
Yeah, he.
You have that. Yeah. You have all that information that you're going to give us tonight. Is
yes,
that right?
Sir.
Mm-hmm. My point is that we should have had it before that. Okay.
Okay.
Am I allowed to give exhibits or?
Yeah, go take that over to Mr. Lack, if you would, please.
I mean, if that was the case, then why wasn't the hearing postponed until the proper information was provided?
Thank you, Mr. Mills.
We're asking for a determination of existence to establish that it's a non-conforming sign that they want to replace.
Okay.
We didn't know.
We could rule on that.
We didn't know that it was a LED until we read the letter from the owner.
Okay.
And Mr. Rickard, one thing is, the site plan that has the specifics about the sign that's being put on there usually comes into play when we have a variance application, which this is not. I mean, we don't, there's no variance being sought for size, location, anything to that regard.
Correct.
You don't think Counselor, that I should have this in front of me?
I think it would have been helpful, but...
No kidding.
I don't think it's, I don't necessarily know that it was required beforehand, because what was applied for...
I haven't seen it. I don't want to argue with it, Counselor. You know what you're talking about, but I certainly would have liked to have these things in front of me to look at them. They certainly are very, informative to look at them prior to having the cases brought here, and I want to know the reason why they weren't presented to us. And there is a note here, so evidently it was planning and zoning recognized there wasn't anything presented.
Oh, I had it in my file. He highlighted these two things that I needed to answer.
We could have ruled on whether, on both of these things.
But we got here, there was no site plan or no sign information on the size or anything. You got that, that's different from the size of the sign.
Right.
Or the sign, so, well, we'll answer these questions when we get going. But again, I think Mr. Rickards has got a point, and I can see it on both sides. It is nice to have this early so we can have this to look at. We get this information early. Earlier, I think that's what he's saying, so we have a chance to look at it. We're getting something relatively new. I think that's what his concern is. So, okay, let's move forward then. Okay.
So before you have a package. The first three pages refer to case number 1156, and we want to replace the existing sign with an LED sign, and the dimensions are on page 2.
Okay.
And the site plan on the next page denotes the property that the sign is existing on. And the fourth page is a letter from that landowner whom we do pay rent, saying he is in support of the sign as well as the campground itself.
So you're going to replace, as we heard, your existing sign with an LED sign, but that's a new one altogether. Now, this LED is going to be a monopole, correct?
Pardon me?
What the LED sign you're replacing, is it going to be on woods or a monopole?
It's going to be pole.
So this is altogether the new sign. You're taking
that
down the old one. So then this is new, and that was the question then.
Yeah. Okay.
You're taking down this one?
Yeah. Replace it with a LED, and that's monopole.
Would you have that
was on
that
the wood.
One?
Of the existing sign.
This is an existing sign. You take it down, right?
No. It's plywood.
That's the proposed.
That's the proposed. The one that we have is two sheets of plywood.
So you're taking that down?
Yeah. And this will go in the exact location of the existing sign that was approved.
But it will be a bigger sign.
It will be bigger, correct?
It is, yes.
So this is altogether new. That's the point he's making. Help me out
with this. Yeah.
Right? So you're not replacing the existing one, and you're making this one bigger, and it's an LED, and it's a monopole. The other one's two sheets, 8x8, and it's all wooden poles, right?
Yes.
So we're taking that out of the picture, the equation, so now we're dealing with new.
Yeah, because we're having a hardship with the one that our customers aren't seeing it, our people that go by aren't seeing it.
No, I'm not. I'm just trying to get an understanding. Yes. We're going back and forth. We're replacing this with that, but we're not. We're taking the old one down completely.
I have to, because it needs electricity.
Yeah, I know, but that's why I'm just, so I get a better handle on it, so,
right?
So
yes.
It's a monopole, it's LED, and it's bigger.
Yes.
So, okay, fine. Thank you, sir.
What kind of base do you have on that? Base that the bear's standing on? What is that?
It's going to be a masonry pad there.
Right on the ground?
On the ground, yes.
That's high, and how high is it going to be?
The base is going to be approximately 6 inches.
Okay.
The LED sign, is that going to be, which is all of it LED or just a portion of it?
Just the portion below the Jellystone Park ID portion and the above the next right.
Okay, and the purpose of it being LED would be to change?
Yes.
And you're familiar with the rules of LED signs?
Yes.
And it's changing? And would it vary from those rules?
No, it wouldn't.
There is one right across the street that already exists as well. I don't know if the board is aware of that, but that's where we saw it at, was there's one at the Schwartz Marina that is installed and working, and that's where we got the idea to change our signs.
Mr. Lang, the figurine, the statue, what have you, of Yogi is really not considered part of the sign, is it?
No, it doesn't appear as ornamental. It could be considered ornamental.
And you say
the sign across the road, Route 1, is at the...
Taylor Marine.
Taylor Marine.
Taylor, yeah, you said short.
That's a permitted sign on premise. That's the difference.
And the, you say this is going to be monopole, but in both pictures, and I guess I'm not clear on...
There will be two support poles.
So it's not monopole.
Right.
Okay.
My apologies.
And we're looking at two different signs.
Yes. One of them's for Argo's Corner, which is, one of them is for the case we're dealing with now, and the other one's for the case that is coming up next.
Okay.
I believe there are different property owners on those two applications, right. Mr. Mills.
Okay.
In the next sign at second left, you mean? That's the next case?
Yes.
Okay.
And they're one-sided signs.
What's on the property right now?
Which one?
The one case? That we have the application for right now. What is on there right now?
There's a single-family home sits back off the Highway 1. This sign is right up against the wood line of Marsh area.
Yeah, picture that sign.
What's in the neighborhood there, other than Coastal Highway?
Marshland, wooded, and the commercial Taylor Marine across the street. So you get to Slaughter Beach intersection.
Someone live in that home?
Yes. The homeowner that I referred to in page 4.
The survey that we're looking at for Kenneth Robinette, or the lands of...
That's the first
one. I don't know how you pronounce it. The vest. This survey of 5.1 acres.
Yes, I'm looking at it.
Okay. There appears to, is showing distance to three poles. Is that correct?
Is this the old sign?
Yes.
What is it? What is it? You know, there's increments from State Route 1 between 237 and 316 feet, and then from the adjacent property from 61. Some odd feet to 101. Is that the, what is that distance to?
That is the that is the land or the site survey that we submitted with the first sign.
So that's the existing sign.
Yes.
And that's its location.
That's it. That's what we submitted for approvals for the wooden sign. Correct.
Okay. And is this the old sign?
Yes.
Okay. And I see two posts and a support post, I assume, behind it.
That says second left, so that would be the one.
Is that for the next application?
For the next application, okay. So where's
picture
for the first one?
Hey, man, I got it.
Huh?
We're getting apples and oranges mixed up here. You got two apples.
It's okay. No, that's fine. Nope, that's fine.
Well, Mr. Lank's looking for that. Are you planning on advertising anything other than this this jelly stone park?
No, sir. The park has weekly themes that attract families.
Films?
Themes,
I'm sorry.
And we do a presentation every weekend that changes. And so it would merely change to reflect the current theme of the upcoming weekend to attract campers.
So, for example, like holidays, a Memorial Day, a 4th of July, a Halloween, okay.
But you're not intending on the off season to be advertising for other businesses and using signage there?
Okay, sir.
Do we have that? That's the first one,
sir. This is the first sign.
right?
Yes.
His first sign, not the application's first sign.
No, not the, yeah, okay, his first sign.
Signs, and they're two different locations.
What's the matter with that sign?
It's not seen, people go right by it.
But it's in the same footprint as this one?
It is, and we will, I think the ability to change our themes and attract campers that have more of a desire to be part of a family destination than just a regular campground would assist us. So that's why we would like to have the ability to change the sign weekly, which would be very expensive.
Change it, okay.
Yeah.
So with the light, LED light, you can change it?
Yes.
Okay, gotcha.
Let me see that, please. Okay, this is the first one. The other one's for the next case. That's for the case we're with right now.
Okay, now we got five poles, okay.
Right.
Well, the way it almost like he's presenting both signs at once because he submitted a packet that shows both. His sequence of packets are reversed the way the applications were taken.
Right, but I'm looking at in the first part of that package.
Right.
It shows where the next right sign, it's showing that against the woods, and then it's showing it by itself, and then it's showing 5.10 acres, and it shows three poles.
Right.
And this particular sign in this picture has five. So,
right, that was that.
Regardless, I mean, maybe it's the end and middle poles. I don't know, but
I have to look at it on this application. The first application 11556 is for parcel 19. Okay. Parcel 19 is. The smaller parcel, which has the dwelling. Last survey is the. Next to the last page in this packet.
Yeah, it appears the packet we've got is for both applications.
On the way we
is that right?
The way we schedule the applications.
Okay.
They're one behind the other, but they are mixed.
Yes.
Second application, 11557, is the 5-acre part.
Okay. Then they're backwards.
Yeah, I'm just saying, just make it confusing for the board.
Okay. But
pass you down both pictures.
This is what is existing on the property in question.
No, sir. The one prior to that is. If we're going to go in order of the 11556.
I'm confused. This here's which one's which? This is 11556 or 11557?
It's written right on the application on that first page.
All right, this is 11556.
That's the
next left.
You're looking at right now.
Okay, we need to be looking at right
those two pages.
That's what we had. Then we said no, it wasn't. So now I am confused.
No, I think the photo that you have on that one should have been on that one.
But maybe that's why they gave them to me.
I think they're flipped.
Wow.
Is this the second left or the first right? Next right.
Next left is the first one we submitted. 11556. First right is the next case. 11557.
Okay, so we're looking at second left.
You're looking at second left.
All right.
Second left. This is existing.
I don't know.
Okay. Okay. And either way, it's got two posts. The survey says it shows three, but that's if you're telling me that's in the same proximity.
Don't.
I'm confused. I think it's a good idea to send it back and get it all
next right is the one we're looking at, Dan.
Yeah.
Next right.
Who's on first?
That's what it sounds like.
This is what we're looking at, right?
He's taking
that. Mr. Fannin, let me see if I can clear this up for the board. Mr. Fannin, the one that is for 11556, which is the corner of Coastal Highway and Argo's Corner, the property that's owned by Key Properties Group, that's for the second left
sign. That's correct.
Sign.
Right.
Okay. And the one that is for the next one is for the next right.
That's correct.
Okay. Thank you for clearing that up.
And then the letter from Key Properties Group and the survey of the Key Properties Group lot, which is a 27,000 plus square foot lot at the corner of Argo Corner Road and Route 1 is 11557. Is that right?
Yes.
So the question, the property in question is the one that says second left.
Yes, right?
That's correct.
That's correct. Okay.
From what I'm gathering here.
I guess. The more you talk about it, the more confusing.
So the one that says next right, we set that to the side right now.
Just don't lose it.
We're looking at second left.
Yes.
They'll send you back and get a packet, new packet together. Okay, so that'd be a good idea.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion. I'd like to send case number 11556 and 11557 back to the office, the Planning and Zoning Office, to get the right order of presentation.
Mr. Ricker, I think that's premature at this point, being that we have an open hearing right now, and we may have met people interested in the public that may want to wish to speak about these.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
So we have to wait to update.
And we have not consolidated these two applications together, and there are separate owners for them. So I think
they were presenting both of them coming back and forth here.
I understand that, Mr. Rickard, and I suspect what will happen is the packet that has just been submitted to us will also be, and I'm not hopefully not speaking out of turn for the applicant, but I would suspect that they would be submitting that as well for 11557. So we would be looking at roughly the same exhibit packet for that one.
Okay, what you're saying is that we take it in order the way it's presented to us now?
I think that's the right course, since that's how it's been advertised and it's on the agenda that way.
All right, thank you.
Okay.
Hey, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, let's see. Mr. Mills, do you have any
further questions?
Or any questions?
Yeah, I guess.
Case number 11,556.
Okay. So what is in question is, wait a minute, I'm trying to get straight on what is in question, and that would be, are we questioning its conforming use? Are we questioning anything other than should they be allowed to replace the existing non-conforming sign with a new sign? Is that correct?
To have to determine that's a non-conforming use because the code was revised just after they got the last permit. The only reason we brought it before the board was because the board had approved the two signs that exist.
Okay.
So the only way we could do a determination would have to be a determination to establish a non-conforming use that we're proposing to replace.
Okay.
Okay. So the first order of business is to determine if it is a non-conforming use.
Correct. And the current zoning classification for this property is GR, and off-premise signs based on the new sign ordinance are not permitted in a GR district.
Right.
Okay.
Well, size doesn't have anything to do with this, right?
Unless a special use exception is granted?
I think permitted. You know, when you look at this, you're looking at something where if they were refacing or repairing it, they'd be allowed to do that.
Okay.
You know, and the question becomes, is this really a new sign?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, is it a different, I mean.
Other than replacing existing.
Correct.
Okay. Well, I think it's a new sign.
New sign.
It is a new sign. I do too, altogether.
And a new and this district does not permit off-premise signs.
Right. Okay. So, you know.
That's what I was trying to say.
Okay. So there's no reason to proceed. Correct?
Well, I think you should see if there's anybody here that was wanting to speak for or against it that may wish to speak, but
Okay.
I'll do that then. On this first case, is there anyone here in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Let me get this corrected. Right. It's a new sign,
right?
And they're not allowed to have that
new sign,
but you can keep the old sign there.
And they can reface the old sign.
Reface the old sign.
Okay.
They got approval for the old sign.
Right. So they can keep those.
Okay.
I think if they were to keep that structure in place and to repair it, or if they had to, you know, reface it without making it larger or putting a, you know, changing its, you know, use, so to speak,
okay,
then that's what the board approved in 2008. So, you know, that approval is still in place.
Okay. But since you're taking it down and new one going back up, that's
But the question is, do we determine that this is that, or is it that they're asking to completely change it. And from what I've seen, they're asking to completely change the sign, which means that
new sign.
We have no choice but to deny it.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm fine.
All right. Entertain a motion then.
Mr. Chairman, based on what was presented to us, it appears that the applicant is not asking to replace the non-conforming sign as it is, but to replace it with a new sign. Therefore, I make a motion that we deny case number 11,557.
57 or 56?
56, I'm sorry.
It's okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Workman that we deny case number 11,556. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Rickard.
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Workman again.
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Mr. Mills.
Aye, for my reasons.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reasons have been stated. So by a vote of 4-0, case number 11,556 is denied. Okay, now.